The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. There are many heresies that are permeating the modern world, even within the church. And possibly the most pernicious and pervasive heresy that has rocked the bark of Peter, I'd say over the past 50 years, is what is called the dictatorship of moral relativism. Pretty heady expression at midday, right? But let's try to explain what that means. Moral relativism means this: cafeteria Catholicism. Cafeteria Catholicism means that you look at Catholicism kind of like going into a buffet. You've all been to a buffet? Where you see that there is a table filled with luscious foods and you pick and you choose and you eat what you like to eat. But that what you don't like to eat, you decide to discard. Well, Catholicism is not a Japanese buffet where you pick and choose. You have to accept everything that's on the menu. You can't discard any. Otherwise, you really can't call yourself a Catholic. And sad to say, most Catholics in the world today are probably moral relativists. They are cafeteria Catholics. They are the pick and choose what I like. Well, you know, I kind of like that idea. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. He leads me beside restful waters. He gives rest to my soul. Even though I have to walk through dark valleys, you are with me with your rod and your staff. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I believe I will be walking in the presence of the Lord for years to come. Amen. How I love that biblical passage. But I was hungry and you didn't give me to eat. I was thirsty. You didn't give me to drink. I was a stranger didn't welcome me. I was in prison, in the hospital. You didn't come to visit me. Out of my presence into the fiery furnace prepared for the devil and his angels. Let's get my scissors. Let's get my scissors and cut, 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 cut. Matthew 25, the last part. Cut, 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 cut. Let's play basketball now. 3 points. Most Catholics are like that. I recited for you from memory, Psalm 23. I recited from memory, Matthew chapter 25. So not only Protestants know the Bible, some Catholics too. In other words, it's called selectivism. We select and we choose what we like. We discard what we don't like. I think all of us love the psalm that Father Broom just quoted from memory, Psalm 23. We all love the Psalm of the Good Shepherd, right? But maybe a lot of us, once we start to listen to Matthew chapter 25, which Jesus says, those who did not help out other people in need, guess where they're going? They're going to the pit, and they're never going to get out. So we cannot be those pick-and-choose Catholics. We cannot be cafeteria Catholics. We can't be moral relativists. We have to accept the fullness of Catholicism. We'd like to end by presenting to you what was really a watershed moment within the Catholic Church. And it was July 1968. Were any of you around here? Any of you born before 1968? I was. I was 12 years old. That's when we had a certain division within the church with the promulgation of an encyclical by Blessed Pope Paul VI. The name of that encyclical was Humani Vitae, in which the Holy Father said, you can't use contraceptives. Using contraceptives is morally irreprehensible, morally evil. It is intrinsically evil to use any type of contraception to prevent the conception of new life. Once that was published, if I can use a New York expression, all hell broke loose within the Catholic Church. All hell, and I say hell, all the devils of hell escaped in 1968. And they're roaming throughout the world trying to bring souls to where they are. How many Catholics do you know that have rejected Humani Vitae? Probably most of your relatives. How many of you in 1968, maybe you rejected Humani Vitae? That's called moral relativism. So the gospel today, Jesus is speaking about a teacher. The teacher is Jesus Christ. The teacher is the magisterium. The teacher is the papacy. So let's pray for the grace that we'll be humble. We will not do our own thing. We can't be following the 60s. I got to do my own thing. I got to be free. I got to be me. Okay? We can't do that. We have to follow the will of God taught by the magisterium and by the papacy. And if we do that, we will be free. The freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Amen.